Yes, competitive forestry is a real thing. The winner of Indiana's championship gets a fancy water bottle and a handsaw, and a chance to compete at the International Tree Climbing Finals next spring.
So what it does is it mimics what they do from a work production standpoint, only in a competition environment.
Purdue forestry professor Lindsay Purcell is the president of the Indiana Arborist Association.
I mean, I call them tree athletes. Instead of triathletes, I call them tree athletes, because you not only have to understand the physiology and biology of the tree, but you also have to be athletic in order to get to work.
The IAA is a chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture, the umbrella organization that runs the championship series.
This is actually what I use to, I use that same knot to tie above this on my climbing line.
This year, Gatlin Hinesley and Casey Johnson, two of Purcell's former students, are competing in the Indiana Championship. Purdue turns out lots of arborists, and many competitors had Purcell as a teacher.
You know it's a good day when you hit it on the first or second try.
Yeah.
My theory is...
That's Johnson. This morning, he and Hinesley are practicing an event called Throw Line, in which a rope is thrown 40 feet onto a specific tree branch. It's the least physically demanding of the competition's five events by far. Hinesley says on the following Saturday, the two will have to, among other tasks, shimmy up a 50-foot rope and retrieve a 170-pound dummy from the top of a tree.
Yeah, just the more you're in shape, definitely the better off you are, and it'll give you an advantage, definitely when it comes time to compete.
This athleticism is on full display the day of the competition, which takes place in a leafy park just outside of Indianapolis. A couple dozen people are competing, and they look like lumberjacks, with big ropey forearms and beat-up calloused hands. Thanks to the competition's technicality, almost every entrant is a tree professional.
Climber, on your mark.
The work climb most closely simulates what arborists do every day, and so it's a favorite to compete in and watch.
Focus.
There's a crowd of spectators, mostly climbers in helmets and work boots, watching Johnson as he climbs around the 100-foot ash tree. In this timed event, Johnson has to visit five stations within the tree and perform a task at each one, like throwing a log onto a target. When he's done at a station, he rings a bell that has paper streamers hanging off of it, like a piñata.
Smooth. Smooth.
Lindsay Purcell's watching too, yelling out advice like a coach. It's difficult to watch without imagining everything that could go wrong. A branch breaking, someone falling. In fact, during the competition, it initially appears that's what's happened.
Artie! He's still non-responsive.
After a few seconds, it's clear this is just another part of the competition. During the aerial rescue event, the organizers give the competitor a scenario in which a person-sized dummy has been injured and must be rescued.
It looks like there's blood, so will you please notify me when they get here?
Yes, I will.
After Artie's been saved from the tree, the rescuer, Matt Starks of Kansas City, says he's glad his performance fooled people.
You have to, because if not, I mean, why are we doing this? If you don't feel it's real, then that event's not doing its job.
Gatlin Hinesley's parents drove to Indy to watch him compete.
We'd never heard of it, didn't even know there was so much to climbing a tree.
The danger aspect isn't lost on them.
Does it ever make you nervous watching?
Yes, it does, and sometimes even looking at the pictures. He's up there, and we've never done it, so it doesn't look like the safest thing in the world.
We're almost there, come on, push it, push it!
In the end, neither Purdue competitor won, even though Johnson came in first in the prelims. First place winner John Montgomery has the chance to travel to the finals in San Antonio next spring. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fenton.